Hey, welcome to 443 Radio. Your host, Randell Burns. Happy to be back. I was away for a minute, under the weather. Still a little under the weather. So you hear me during this episode, sipping on some tea, trying to beat this cold up. It's Monday, September 10th. And we just finished the first weekend of the NFL season. You know, if you're watching football, you know some aren't. Everybody got their reasons. But last night, the NFL ended the weekend as best you could. It's just, I think how any sports league would want their initial weekend to go. You had the Green Bay Packers and Chicago Bears, NFL's oldest rivalry, and they got a perfect game. They got drama. They had a narrative. They had heroics. You got Khalil Mack being traded from the Raiders, getting the biggest contract a defensive player's ever gotten. You had Aaron Rodgers coming back from injury, getting the biggest contract in, I think it was NFL history, $94 million guaranteed. And the game ended on a nail biter. It looked like it wasn't going to be that. You know, Aaron Rodgers goes out second quarter. People think, oh, this guy's hurt again. The Bears are up 10-0. The league office probably thinking they're getting a blowout. And no, they got essentially a perfect game. You get Rodgers coming back in the third quarter. So you get some heroics. Then the game goes down to the final 2 minutes. Anxiety. And you can't get no better than that. You know, because that's what you would script. If these owners and executives could script games, you would script them like that. And it got me to thinking, like, then why do people say they don't like wrestling? And before I hear the groans already, oh, this dude talking about wrestling. I didn't turn into this WWE podcast, but no, just bear with me. In wrestling, you can control the narrative. You pick who's the good guy, who's the bad guy. You give them a storyline, and you try to make it as interesting as possible. But I often hear people say, oh, I hate wrestling. Well, why would you watch that? It's fake. And I think that's the kicker for most people, because in sports, that's what holds everything together. That's the foundation, that this contest is legit, that both teams, or if it's boxing, both fighters are in this to win. They both want it bad, and they're trying to see who's better. Because if it was fake, if one person wasn't trying, then who cares, you know? And I want you to think about it, because most people, I think, I'm not going to say everybody, but a lot of people liked wrestling as kids because you thought it was real. And I notice some people stick with it once they find out it's fake. But once you find out it's fake, most people, when they find out it's fake, they're done. They turn away and they never come back, because it's like betrayal. It's heartbreaking. You went into this thing, you trusted it, you had faith in it, and you find out it was all a sham. But the folks that stick with it, once you get over that initial hump that, okay, this is a sham, it kind of gets more interesting. And then you start learning about the background of some of these people, why one person is getting pushed, why somebody else isn't getting pushed. And I'm a fan of wrestling, I admit it. I treat wrestling the same way I treat movies and TV. I know that Star Wars is fake. There's no galaxy far away with a dude with a lightsaber that can lift things with his mind. You know, one day I'm going to have to tell my son, yo, Avengers and X-Men aren't real. I guarantee you he's going to keep watching it. So why is it with wrestling, we just turn away? And I think it's something about our society and our culture. We expect sports to be legit. And I started doing some research, because I hear way too many people saying, I hate wrestling. I can't stand it. It's legit. It's not legit. So I started doing some numbers crunching. And some of y'all out there are lying. Some of y'all are closet wrestling fans. And that's okay. Everybody got their guilty pleasures. I got a homeboy that loves Twilight. This man has seen every Twilight movie. He will not tell you that he watches Twilight. But I know, because I seen him at the movie theaters one day going to see Twilight. So let me give you some of these numbers. And then some of y'all are going to have to come out your wrestling closet. May of this year, the WWE closed on a deal with Fox. They have two shows. They have Monday Night Raw and SmackDown on Tuesdays. SmackDown is going to go to Fox. You're going to see it on their main Fox channel, and then you'll see some WWE-related programming on FS1. The deal is for $1 billion over 5 years. Let's stop and think about that. One of the biggest TV networks is going to pay $1 billion for fake sports. Fake sports, where the contest is already written, it's predetermined. $1 billion. They also, their contract with NBC Universal, the parent company of USA, that deal is up. They reportedly are going to give WWE $250 million a year for the show Raw. That means the WWE is going to get $1.2 billion for Raw. The show averages 2 million viewers a week. So that means over the next 5 years, the WWE TV contracts total out to a minimum of $2.5 billion. Nobody's giving $2.5 billion to a company that nobody watches. I went to the Instagram feed for SummerSlam a couple weeks ago. It's the second biggest show of the year. I see a whole lot of people that claim they don't watch wrestling. Black, white, Asian, Latino, man, women, dressed up. They're all out the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, cheering, watching wrestling. They got a network with pay subscription networks. Unlike Netflix, you know, you get all the wrestling you want. $10. 1.8 billion subscribers. In the United States, we always talk about the big four, our big four sports. Baseball, basketball, hockey, football. The NHL's TV deal is for $2 billion with NBC. Fake sports is making the same amount of money as a real professional sports league. Do you know why? Because they can craft a narrative. We like stories. People like drama. Why do you think, as much as everybody said, they didn't want to see the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors play again? Guess what? Y'all tuned in. One of the highest, one of the most viewed watch NBA finals. Because there's a story there. You got people that hate LeBron James, love LeBron James. You got the Warriors building this dynasty. And is someone going to be able to stop this thing? People hate KD. People love KD. Is Draymond going to do something crazy? That's what sports has become now. Yes, you still watch it for the competition. See who's better, but the leagues aren't dumb. They're constantly trying to build a narrative, and they're trying to we've turned into, like, our sports are become event based. It's the regular season is a grind. We watch the regular season, but then you build all this drama and narrative around certain games to make them become events, because that's how you draw in the casual viewers. I failed marketing 101. But I remember some things. These leagues have already accounted for the dollars of the hardcore fans. It's capitalism. It's a constant push to get new fans, to get new revenue. Why do you think you see the NFL go play games in Mexico and London? They want more money. Why do you think the NBA, they send their teams over in the preseason to China and all these other countries? It's revenue. We need to feed this machine. Capitalism isn't content with just making the same amount of money we made last year. No, we need more. So as I watch people complain about wrestling, some of your favorite leagues are stealing ideas from wrestling. So not too many of you know remember the XFL, but a lot of their camera setup and the narrative they would create around games, the NFL took that. Like that whole camera on a skywire over the field, it came from XFL. NFL took that real quick. You know, one thing I'll say this, I'm not a fan of Vince McMahon as a person, but the dude knows how to market. He knows how to create characters and stars. And that's what you see these sports leagues doing. You know, WrestleMania, it's a national event, just like Super Bowl weekend. I mean, WrestleMania might even do it better. It's a whole week-long event. You got people throwing parties at clubs. You got a Hall of Fame ceremony. And I think that's where the NFL makes a mistake. If they were smart, the Hall of Fame ceremony would be Super Bowl week. It really, just really galvanized the fan base. But like I said, man, stop hiding in the closet about being fans of wrestling. I like it. You like it. Watch it. Just admit it. And then I'm gonna wrap it up. That's the show for the week. I'm still not feeling well. I'm gonna be back next week with a longer show. I'll probably be joined with Pav from Delete After Send podcast and Marquette Sutton from Don't Shoot the Messenger. Y'all have a great week. Oh, if you want to hit me up, Facebook 443 Radio, Instagram 443 Radio, Twitter 443 Radio. I'm on Twitter more than anything else. And enjoy yourself. It's Monday. Watch Monday Night Raw. Tuesday, go watch SmackDown. Wednesday, they got NXT. And just admit that you love it. Like I said, it's not a wrestling podcast. But I couldn't stand the hypocrisy anymore. The lying. If you like something, you like it. And it's okay that you like it. You know, it's 2018. I think one of the most beautiful things about the internet is now you can connect and find people that like the things you like. Also, another downside is if you like some really like problematic stuff, you probably gonna find some people that like what you like. So, I mean, it's made it a much easier way to connect to people with shared interests. That's great. So, man, if you want to go watch Twilight, if you're a 45-year-old man and you want to watch Frozen, you want to collect Frozen toys, or you still got your Voltron action figures, get online, find somebody that like the same thing you like. Don't bother people about what they like. Just let people love it. Y'all enjoy yourselves. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll definitely be back next week. Peace.